on WRCO's Morning Show. Kenneth Waldron is our guest. We're here to talk about a book called The Road to Marital Success is Unpaved. Ken, I think that title alone catches a lot of people's attention.
Thanks.
What was the overall thought about writing this book? Where did the motivation come from?
Well, it came from a bit of research that I did. I had run across an author who had taken a very, very different look at troubled kids in school. And instead of thinking they had mental health difficulties or bad home lives or all of those other reasons that were floating around, he decided that perhaps those kids just didn't know how to succeed in the school setting. So he measured successful students, found out a list of skills that they had, and then he taught those skills to students. And son of a gun, if those students didn't start succeeding in school, and the side effect was a lot of the behavior problems and social problems simply went away. And when I saw that article, I thought, what if that is a reasonable explanation for why married couples seem to have a lot of difficulties and often leads to a divorce? And so a friend of mine and a coworker in Illinois and I put together a research project where we measured the amount of conflict in marital relationships. We had four experts measure that. And then we made a list of skills drawing from the literature and research on marriage and tested those skills. And when we put together the level of conflict and the skill levels, we found that the level of conflict was exactly inverse to the number of skills that they have. More skills, less conflict. Less skills, more conflict. And when I was describing those results to an author friend of mine, he said, you've got to write a book. And so that's kind of the initial inspiration, was to discover that marital conflict might actually be a fairly simple problem to solve.
You describe marriage as a game. Is that kind of how you approach it?
Well, I have a history with game theory, and game theory treats everything like a game. It's been used in for designing war strategies. Five Nobel Prizes have been awarded for economics and the use of game theory. It's even been used for the design of atomic reactors. So it's not as playful as it sounds. It's simply a game because there are players, there are rules to the game, and there are payoffs at the end of the game. And certainly marriage has players and it's supposed to have the rules, but oftentimes marital partners don't have the skills to get the payoffs that they're seeking, and so they end up being very disappointed with their marriage.
I guess lots of times, you hear about somebody's marriage on the rocks or whatever, and but there are really two sides to every story, right?
Sort of. Can I give you a real brief case example?
Sure.
Okay, this is a long time ago when I was practicing in California, but a man came, I was well known for my divorce work at the time, and a man came to me and said he wanted to give him all the information about how to proceed with the divorce of his wife. And I asked him some questions about the quality of his marriage, and he described his wife as being just very negative. He'd walk in the house from work, and she'd start in telling him all the negative things that happened during his day, and he just plain got tired of it. And I said to him, I said, I'm not even going to charge for today, and let's make an appointment in 2 weeks, and I'll start with the information about divorce, but I want you to do something for those 2 weeks. When you come home and she starts, negatively describing her day, I want you to say, hey, let's sit down at the table, have a glass of wine. I really want to hear about your day and what went wrong. He came back in 2 weeks. He said, well, that's how the first two or three times went. But by the fourth time, they were laughing about things, and she did something that she hadn't done in years. She asked him about his day. He no longer wanted to get a divorce. They came to marital therapy, but the point is, it only takes one person to really turn a marriage around. But both people in the marriage do have to learn the skills for resolving disagreements.
A good marriage, a matter of life and death. Is it true that long marriages, oftentimes people live longer?
It's absolutely true. It's been measured in a number of research efforts. Basically, if you're married compared to either divorced or single, your longevity is predicted to be on average 5 years longer than people who aren't married or are divorced. You're also likely to be healthier and likely to recover from illnesses or accidents more quickly if you're married. And there have been three studies that have looked specifically at people who are married and are satisfied with their marriage and marriages that are dissatisfied. And the people in satisfied marriages live longer and stay healthier. And it's real simple. The reason is real simple. Stress has a number of hormones that really take a toll on the body. Happy hormones, I call them. When people are happy in the relationships, have a number of hormones that specifically help repair the body and make you healthier. Physical affection, for example, has one specific hormone that gets released that has a very powerful effect on people's mental attitudes and physical being. So there's a real scientific reason that happens, but it is true. If you're in a happy marriage, you live longer, tend to live longer, of course, no one can predict the future, but tend to live longer and tend to be healthier.
Is money one of the number one things that couples spat about, or how do you look at it?
Couples, the basic idea of this book is that couples have differences. They have different attitudes, values, ways of approaching problems. They have these differences. And in some cases, those differences lead to disagreements. And one of those areas is money. People have a different kind of relationship with money and plans with their money. And so they have disagreements about that. If you have disagreement resolution skills that are the ones in the book, you can resolve those disagreements without much trouble. But money is one of the key ones. The amount of mutual affection in a relationship is another. There's a five or six that are real basic points of disagreement for marital couples.
Controlling one another, that's a common theme too, isn't it?
Well, it is common because that's exactly what marital partners are supposed to do. In the first stage of a marriage, in the early part of a relationship, they're just looking at each other in terms of their value to one another, how they feel being together and that type of thing, what their goals are. But after they get into it and have their first argument is the beginning of it, the next 10 or 20 years are really spent trying to control each other. And the question is, do you have good skills for doing that, where you're actually able to control each other in a way that pays off nicely for both of you? Or are you weak in those skills and end up fighting, disagreeing, conflict? And then, as the research points out, when people get unresolved disagreements, they begin to develop negative opinions about each other and really start bringing out the worst in each other.
Kenneth Waldron, PhD, our guest, one of the authors of The Road to Marital Success is Unpaved, a book we're talking about today. Ken, you're talking about some things from personal experience in the book too, aren't you?
Of course. I've been married for a long time.
It's working out.
It's working out. We have as many disagreements as most married couples, but they tend to be pretty short. We come to solutions that work for both of us. Sometimes one of us has to change pretty dramatically for that to happen. We've been together for 44 years. We still have a lot of fun together, and we still have arguments.
Any stories that you could share with our listeners from you and your wife and in the past?
Sure. My wife and I always have walked a lot. We used to run a lot and be in athletic activity, but we walk every day and quite a long ways. And so it's a time where we really have a chance to talk about it. I hate to admit it because I'm embarrassed about it because I didn't catch on very quickly. But for a long period of time, on those walks, my wife would say things basically around the same topic being, you know, I didn't ask her about something that had happened yesterday. I didn't ask her what was going on with her and some friend. Questions I didn't ask her, and she felt that I didn't care. And I felt like she was saying, there's a test that you have to pass to prove that you care for me. So I would be telling her, well, why don't you just tell me what's important to you? We had that disagreement for, like I say, I'm embarrassed, quite a long time. And then finally we decided to sit down and really fix that. I got her perspective on it, and it became clear that paying attention to what's going on in your partner's life or anybody's life is an incredibly meaningful thing for her, and it meant that you cared. And for me, I had to admit that I was a little lackadaisical when I finally understood how important it was to her. And then for the solution, we talked, and it became, I really like that about her. My wife knows everything that's going on in her friends' lives because she pays attention. She has five brothers, and they all have a lot of kids, and she knows what's going on in every niece's and nephew's life. Sends her birthday cards to everybody in the world. Anyway, she's a very thoughtful person, and for her, that's because she cares. So what I had to do is I had to learn how to pay attention to everything that was going on in her life and ask about it. And I had to cheat for a little while. I'd go to her paper calendar and look up what was going on and then ask her about it. But eventually I got pretty good at it. That had put a strain on our marriage for a really rather long time. It took us a while to finally sit down and use our skills for coming up with a solution.
Marriage, though, like life, I think one of the key things is being a good listener, isn't it?
Absolutely. In fact, one of the seven skills in the book, there's seven skills that are explained and also lots of exercises on how to develop those skills. But one of the key ones is getting the perspective of the other person. And so instead of yelling and trying to tell the other spouse what's important to you, you have to sit back and start asking questions and find out why whatever you're disagreeing about is important to your spouse. And that means really listening and asking questions until you really understand why it's so important. And it also touches on a principle, which is that when spouses disagree, you know, we tend to be biased and think that if I think something is right, you must be wrong. Well, it turns out that based on those different perspectives, two spouses can both be right. And so then the task is to really understand each other's perspectives, and then start looking for solutions that work well for both people.
I think sometimes when people get married, see if you agree, you know, they've had their single life or whatever, and I think sometimes maybe a little bit of selfishness comes into play on both sides. Would you agree with that?
I would agree with that. In fact, one of the principles of the book, there's nine principles and seven skills. One of the principles in the book is recognizing and talking about that you have to give up some things about being single. And some of that is you can't make selfish choices anymore. You're part of a couple, and some of your choices obviously can be selfish, like whether to play tennis or work out or yoga or whatever. But you can't make selfish decisions about how the house looks or how money is earned or spent or how to raise children. You can't behave selfishly. You really have to merge your two approaches in a way that works for both of you. That means giving up the selfishness that comes with living on your own.
Sure. Well, marriage is hard work, but you paint the picture that it should be fun. Is that correct?
I don't think a marriage would be worth it if it wasn't fun most of the time. Honestly, it's very challenging to be married because you have a lot of disagreements, a lot of things to solve, how to raise children, how to make money, how to spend money. It's very challenging. And if it's not fun most of the time, then those challenges can overwhelm people and end up feeling so negative about one another that they start fantasizing about a divorce. And even, I don't like the phrase working on your marriage, as a matter of fact. The book, is the theme of the book is if you're not having fun, you're not doing it right. You should be playing at improving your marriage because that's where you want to get to is a marriage that's fun.
Hmm. Great point. The road to marital success is unpaved is the title. And should it be like a, could it be a wedding gift or for somebody that's been married 25 years?
That's a good question. It's a great wedding gift if the kids can take it seriously and overcome their early optimism. It's a great gift because they won't make a lot of mistakes and develop a history of hurt and problems. The problem with people that have been married for a while, anybody that's been married, if the basic principles are okay, anybody that's been married even for 50 years could dramatically improve their marriage with the skills in this book. The problem is the longer people are married, the more they think about the marriage they believe in, they don't believe it's true that it can change. And they don't believe that it's true that it can change so easily. It's not hard to change a marriage, but they really believe that the negative things that they think about each other are true, or they're depressed and they have a hard time getting up the energy to really work on the marriage. But yeah, people could turn a bad marriage around pretty quickly if they forgot everything they know about their marriage and read the book and started practicing it.
There are some exercises to try to hone those skills too, correct?
Correct. Yeah, we tried to explain the skills in a way that was very understandable, and then we gave some exercises that people can do to kind of get the hang of it.
Maybe your next book could be success stories from people who have read the book, right?
Maybe that's true. I appreciate that thought.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Anything that you'd like to add here today?
No, your questions have been very good questions. And I think the hardest part for me is when people who are married have a hard time giving up all their negative thoughts and basically starting fresh with a new approach. I think that's very, very hard for many people to do, and it would be so nice if they could do it. But aside from that, I have nothing to add.
What about where can people get your book?
Well, it's available at the major booksellers, Barnes & Noble online. Barnes & Noble was carrying it. I don't know if the actual shops were carrying it. I don't know if that's still the case. And then Amazon. And, of course, they can go to our website, which is marriageanddivorce.org, all small letters, and they can order on there. The website. We also have a book on how to have a sensible divorce for people that are really heading in that direction. My co-author is a family law attorney that's had 50 years of experience, so he and I have a pretty good idea if you're going to get divorced how to do it. But the marriage book is on that website, marriageanddivorce.org. There are also a number of blogs about marriage, like discussions to have before you're married. Some of the key points that are in the book are in some of the blogs, and they're all free. So if people want to go exploring some of those before they even buy the book, that'd be terrific. But the book really has it all, in a way that works.
Awesome. Get to know you over the phone here today, Ken. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Ken Waldron joining us. The Road to Marital Success is Unpaved is the book. Check that out and some of the locations that Ken talked about as well. This is The Morning Show.